Hi, I'm Roslyn Cox, Acting Course Director and Lecturer in Communication at Charles Sturt University in Bathurst. I recently challenged my students to produce a pilot segment for a podcast. As you listen, you should note that these are mostly first-year students in their very first session studying communication at Charles Sturt Uni. The students had to come up with an idea for a compelling and worthy story, do the background research, record the interview, and create their pilot podcast to share with you. I'm very excited and proud to give you this sneak peek at some of our future media storytellers. In this episode, Jeremy Wolfer reflects on COVID-19's impact on sports fans and supporter groups and how one club is rebuilding after so much disruption.
The COVID-19 pandemic was the biggest disruption to daily life in Australia in modern time, and sports was no exception as the pandemic saw leagues suspended and even cancelled while taking years for it to return anything approaching a pre-pandemic level. While most Australians are well aware of the impact that COVID-19 has had on sports, one aspect that's disrupted even to this day is active supporter groups as they struggle to get back to their pre-pandemic level of involvement. To learn more, I interviewed Catherine McDonald and Philip Rollis, two leaders from the Alberton Crowd, a support group for Port Adelaide in the AFL, to see how they fought this problem. How was the group forced to innovate during lockdowns and restricted attendances during games and in establishments such as the pre-game venues?
We got very effective at sharing information through social media very quickly. So during COVID, we would often not know what the next game was going to hold in terms of attendance and ticketing until a few days before the next game. And so trying to organise big groups together and reconnect with people we hadn't seen in a while, that was quite challenging. So you had people helping each other out to navigate the digital ticketing, people helping each other out to make sure we could get blocks of people together, because the people you sat with were the only people you got to socialise with. So learning how to not just navigate the ticketing systems but help others to do so was pretty important.
While the Alberton Crowd was able to adjust with the COVID-19 pandemic, they still, however, face their own problems even today in 2023 as they struggle to get the same sort of interaction that they did before the pandemic.
So, well, first, it's really our first full normal year from scratch since 2019, even though we had a good run last year where things felt pretty normal. Our biggest challenge has been finding that pre-match venue. We've realised pretty critical how important it is, not just to the fabric of our group, but to the supporter base as a whole. Just having that opportunity to meet, to be yourself, to socialise, but also to debrief and decompress is important because it removes a layer of, effectively, you know, a bit of toxicity in the air. So that's probably been number one. Number two is, again, sort of making up for lost time with those social connections that were sort of effectively disabled the past few years and trying to pick up where we left off several years ago as well.
While sports has returned to normal in Australia post-pandemic, active supporter groups are still facing challenges in getting back the support that they enjoyed before COVID-19 hit Australia. While groups have found new and innovative ways with social media to adjust, it still remains to be seen whether or not these supporter groups will be able to lure people back or whether or not they will be forced to innovate further in order to grow in this post-pandemic world.
You've been listening to a pilot podcast produced and presented by one of our very talented Charles Sturt University communication students. Right from the start of their degrees, our students are encouraged to use their own instincts and identify worthy stories for diverse audiences. We hope you found today's episode interesting. Your storyteller was CSU communication student Jeremy Wolfert. The episode was produced for 2MCE by David Cameron. I'm Roslyn Cox, Acting Course Director and Lecturer in Communication at Charles Sturt University. Thanks for listening.